Here's an ad that might sound familiar.
I wanted to know who I am and where I came from. I did my ancestry DNA, and I couldn't wait to get my pie chart. The most shocking result was that I'm 26% Native American. I had no idea.
You ever been tempted to try one of those genetic testing kits like Ancestry.com or 23andMe? I haven't done one. I know that my family's all from Europe, but I'm curious to know about before that. The CBC's Catherine Marlowe has been looking into what it means when these tests tell you things like the woman in the ad found out you are part Native American. Catherine Marlowe joins us from Calgary. So you get the kit, Catherine, swab your mouth, send it back, and you find out you're Native American. Now what?
Well, in a way, that's it. Basically, what you get is these percentages, like we heard in the ad. What they're doing, these companies, is testing your DNA for these things called genetic markers, and they each have their own databases that include DNA from around the world. So they find those matches and they say, oh, okay, according to this, you belong in this section of the map. Now, different companies have different databases, but they range from having about 25 to 30 ethnic regions, as they call them. Mm-hmm. Some of these regions are really specific. You mentioned that your family is from Europe, so you could find out that you're Irish or that you're Italian and Greek. But when it comes to North America, all you could find out is that you are Native American, which could mean from the northern tip of North America to the southern tip of South America. So, sorry, all of the Americas are encompassed in Native America. And I wanted to know what that meant to be told then that your DNA matched Northern Native American DNA. So I spoke with Kim Tallbear. She teaches in the Faculty of Native Studies at the University of Alberta. She grew up on a reservation in South Dakota. Here's what she thinks about these tests.
That's really interesting, but that doesn't mean you're Native American. It means you have an ancestor who is from one of the founding populations in the Americas, but you also have ancestors who are from all over the place. I mean, being a Native American isn't just about having an ancestor among those founding populations. So it's not just a matter of what you claim, but it's a matter of who claims you. And if no Indigenous community claims you, it's a little bit presumptuous to be running around saying, I am therefore Native American.
It sounds like this could all get really problematic, especially when it comes to identity.
It could. I mean, there's sort of the fun, interesting side of it. A lot of people like studying ancestry. It maybe means that you can go on a trip to Africa or to Ireland, and it might feel like it means a little bit more to you. But as you mentioned, there's sort of a dangerous side to this as well. And the Indigenous people I spoke with say it allows for a subtle kind of racism, one that romanticizes Indigenous culture without acknowledging the hardships that Native American communities have faced since European contact. Here's Kim Tallbear again.
There is this national sort of story that you have people with no lived experience in Indigenous community. They can't even name any Indigenous family or ancestors, but they have a family myth about a Cherokee great-grandmother, or they're descended from Pocahontas. That's a really common claim in Virginia. And so that's the context in which these tests are so popular.
Catherine, you actually went the extra mile and contacted the woman in that Ancestry.com ad we heard earlier, Kim Trujillo.
That's right. And Kim is a real person who had her test done. She says she was shocked to discover how much Native American DNA she had, not that it existed at all. But I asked her what she does with that information after that, especially after having spoken with Kim Tallbear and some other people and hearing about this, I guess, gap between your DNA and your lived experience. It turns out that Kim Trujillo was not surprised to hear this question from me. In fact, she lives in New Mexico. That's where she is from. And she works on a lot of movie sets. And she was speaking with an actress who is a Native American woman and said sort of, hey, guess what? I'm Native American too. Maybe you saw that ad. And the response was, yeah, okay, so what tribe are you from? Mm. And here's how Kim responded.
You know, the DNA doesn't say. So I've had to do my own genealogy and find that out. And then there's the other cynical people like, oh, you can get benefits or you can get casino revenues. And, you know, there's that. Like, no, I'm not doing it for that.
Kim Trujillo sort of put it into an interesting context. She took the information and then used it to go back and do more sort of family tree paper genealogical research. She also got a lot of information from these tests. These companies actually give you sort of access to these cousins, people who have similar genetic markers to you. And through that, she has met people from across the world, including Indigenous people in North America, who she now has formed Facebook friendships with. Mm. And she says she sort of is paying more attention to the causes that they're dealing with. I asked her about if it's changed the way she looks at things like what's happening in Standing Rock. And she says it does make it sort of give a more personal connection to her. So she argues that she knows she can't just show up on a reserve and say, hey, you know, sign me up, but that it does help her sort of fill in some gaps and understand her history and the continent's history more.
Catherine Marlowe, a producer with the CBC program 180. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.